פרק י"ח סעיף ד' We're learning מלאכת זריעה. The problem for זריעה is נשים אסקרין אבוקדו במים, to put the stone of the avocado in water. אסור להופיע סקרין של אבוקדו בתוך מים, אמנו שיצמח, בשם איש זריעה. Really, come on, see if you does. A person is not allowed to put the stone from the avocado in water because he is making it grow, making the avocado stone blossom or making it sprout is considered growing, sowing on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Chutz from the problem from avocado, the stone from avocado is also mukta. But without the problem from mukta, you have problems from zariah, to put it into water. Yeah. Se'if hey, hamodot anfei ilanot b'mayin, to go and put branches from trees or from flowers in water. Habol amit anfei ilanot afrachim b'mayin yesh lafchim b'zeh ben shnei afanim. If one wants to put in flowers or to put in branches of a tree or a small tree or some sort of a flower or something in water. Aleph. Yes, there's two different, one has to make the differentiation between two cases. In Yesh Aleph, in Yesh Panof Melech Prochim or Sidim Leipotach, Mikach HaMayim, En Nit Number Mayim, B'Shabbos Meshum Sheyesh B'Zeh Esi Zareah. If this branch has got on it flowers, and the flowers will open because of the water, which you put them into a vase of water, the flowers will open. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because the opening of the flowers are also considered zereah. The opening from the flowers is considered zereah. That is the problem with zereah. If one flowers are open, not only if one goes and puts a seed in the ground and make it blossom, make it grow. Also, if one goes and puts in a branch in the ground and make the flowers open, it's also a problem from zariah. If these flowers or this branch is in water before Shabbos, and they came out of the water, fell out of the water, you're not allowed to put it back because you've got a problem from Zareah. Whenever you've got a problem from Zareah, there's no heter to go and put it back. But any flowers which have got on its flowers which need to open still, you're not allowed to put it into water on Shabbos, even if it came out of the water on Shabbos. Base. Anafim she'en ben prochim asidim nipotach, if the branch does not have any flowers which have to open, they're already opened, there's no problem from opening them, then it makes a difference if one's already put them in water before Shabbos. The problem is now not a problem from Zareah, the problem is Tircha, from working on Shabbos for no need. Therefore, if it is being put in water before Shabbos, be allowed. In kvar hayu nesuim b'tzech mayim v'nitlo mehem muter lachzion. If they were in water before Shabbos, you're allowed to put them back in the water which they were before Shabbos. But if they were not in water before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put them in the water on Shabbos because you're doing a tircha. You're working on Shabbos in a way which Chazal say you're not allowed to work. V'im eviyu lo anofim ke'ela me'ev Shabbos v'shochach litlim b'kei lifnei knisa Shabbos. After the hokel, litna b'shabbos in kvar mukhan lekeli sheyesh b'tzech ha'mayim. If the person wanted to put them in water before Shabbos, and he got ready the water and he forgot to put them inside, then there is a machloikas haposkin. Do we allow you now to put it inside it and consider it already being in the water? Or do we say no, that the problem is to put it now in water? There is a machloikas, the Mishabro brings down the machloikas, the Mishabro takes on, b'mokem ha'tzchak yesh lehokel. You're allowed to go and take on the lenient, to put them in the water, but tonight that the water is already ready before Shabbos, just you forgot to go and put it inside it. But if the vase would have no water inside it, we don't allow you to put it inside the vase and put water there. That is tircha, that you're doing a work We don't allow you to do that. But if you were already to put in the flowers inside the vase, which has got water already, then the Mishnah Berurah takes on, you can take on the lenient to put them inside. So what comes out? If you've got flowers which have got any sort of flower which has to open, you're not allowed to put that in water on Shabbos because you are opening the flowers. It's also a problem from Zaria. Then if you have flowers or a branch which won't open on Shabbos, any flowers or anything, nothing will blossom, then the halacha is you're allowed to do that on Shabbos if it was already before Shabbos in water. You're allowed to put it back. You're not allowed to do an extra tircha that if it wasn't there before Shabbos to put it into water at the beginning. That if it was in water already and you want to put it back in the water, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. But if you had water already ready before Shabbos and you want to put it in the water, but you forgot, then the Mishnah Berurah takes on, you can take on the lenient and to put it into water, on put it into this vase which is ready with water inside it, you'll have to put it inside on Shabbos.